Out here, trust isn't optional. It's essential. That's why crew around the world rely on Aspetin Insurance Advisors. Built by former yacht crew, we know the risks, and we know how to protect you. Medical emergencies, mental health, active lifestyles. We've got you covered 24/7. Discreet support, personal service, global reach. Aspetin Insurance Advisors, designed for life at sea. Visit aspetin.com today.
Welcome to your 5 minutes of self-care. So I just arrived back in Germany. Ninja and I have been traveling a bit in the last weeks, and you can hear in the background, someone is actually hammering away and working on our apartment. Well, I hope this will not affect this episode. Last week, we spoke about the fact that there are different modalities how you can heal from certain traumata that have stemmed from abuse, domestic violence, assault. Today, I'd like to offer you another perspective, which is really important and it's also been underrated. We cannot heal at the same place where the traumata has been invoked, meaning where we have received emotional wounding or where our nervous system does not feel safe. It is very difficult and challenging to heal these wounds in the same place where we have experienced them. So that's why we need to step away and we need to actually have distance from the space, the situationships, the relationships, and the people. If you do not, then it is very challenging to not get triggered all the time and for your nervous system to feel safe. The nervous system is your key indicator. If you're in a situation and you can feel a burn in your heart space or in this area, and you can feel that something does not feel quite right in your gut, in your stomach, listen to this and understand, what is it that really triggers my body this way? What happens when we are traumatized is that we are disconnecting from our body. We do not want to feel our body, as we have learned how to protect our emotional and mental being by disconnecting from our body, by not feeling. And that's why we go through the physical layer first, the movement practice to reconnect to your body and actually understand what's going on in my body. What is it that I need to look at? What is in pain? What is in discomfort? What feels like a burning sensation? To actually reconnect to our body and understand, okay, I can feel this pain in my right toe, or I can feel this pain in my chest or this burning sensation. Because many of us get disconnected after trauma. It's a normal and natural protection mechanism by our body. And then we can go through a deeper layer. Normally the breath will be an indicator to always return to the present moment. We learn within yoga therapy that we can just observe our natural breath and deepen our awareness practice by not controlling our natural breath, but just observing it. Try it out. It's not that simple, observing your breath without controlling it. It's not simple. And what is really key, when you have experienced trauma, sexual assault, abuse, domestic violence in a specific place, that you pull yourself out of that place in that situation. Because you need to feel safe from your nervous system. And your nervous system can be regulated through your body, through movement, through your breath, and meditation practice. But no matter how much meditation you will do or movement practices or breathing exercises, if you are still in the same environment that does not feel safe for you, it will not do any good. You will not accelerate the healing process. You cannot heal in a place that you have experienced trauma. And sometimes we feel like we cannot step outside. We cannot leave the situation. In the previous episodes, I have spoken about the fact when you realize that you become, that you get manipulated. And the manipulation also involves emotional, mental, physical abuse. Then you need to find a strategy first to exit that situation and that place to be able to then really invoke healing and work on your own healing process. The last 3 months, I had to undergo a certain healing process to really shed another skin, another layer of myself that was not anymore meant for me to be worn, that I had to let go. And there were moments where I was still between two different versions of myself, the old in fear, in feeling the same kind of unsafety or feeling that I could get easily triggered and my nervous system could not be regulated. So I really needed to take this 3 months to heal exactly that, that I can actually be in my own power. So this is just an example how it works. We need to step out to then come back, and that in your own resilient self. And it is more reconnecting with your own inner light and the self that is so unchanging, but you have just forgotten who that self is. So when healing trauma, first of all, pull yourself out of that situation where you experience physical, mental, emotional abuse, domestic violence, assaults. Because then you can only understand to, with the distance, reflect upon what just happened and understand that it was not correct. It was not right. Because sometimes we just brush things over. We think, it's not a big deal, but it is actually a deal. It is a deal when you notice that that experience is maybe still lingering in your subconscious mind, where we actually operate 90% on. And the remaining 10% is now consciousness level, but what we want to achieve is a certain sense of awareness. Through self-care practices and tools such as movement, if this is going to the gym, calisthenics, yoga, tai chi, qigong, dance, and then through regular meditation practice and breathing exercises, and then also understanding what to eat, what nourishes your body or what depletes your body. The people who you hang around with, what nourishes yourself and your being or depletes your being. Because you can also get depleted by a certain group of people you hang around with or a person you hang around with. You literally can feel that your life force and your vital energy is getting sucked out of you. Yes, the so-called energy vampires. And people like to use your suffering sometimes as an excuse to deplete you. With the excuse, or let's say with the pretense to help you and support you, but actually they drain you more. I'm not saying to you all human beings are this way. I'm just saying to you this can happen, and some people do it intentionally. Some people don't do it intentionally, and they're not even aware of it. But if they do it intentionally, you need to be really careful. And that's the ones that are super nice, sweet, and think that they have the best intention at heart for you. But not necessarily. The most important thing is that you have control and you have mastery of your own being. your emotional, your physical, your spiritual, and your mental and your wisdom body. That's the most important thing. Being able to have mastery of oneself through self-care practices, through rituals, and by choosing really wisely who you want to hang around with and in what situations you will stay or you pull yourself out to be able to hear. Namaha.